It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
A lot of names there in that that NHL update, Joe.
You know, some of those guys you really started to like, right? As you go through the season and you're winning games, you're on national TV every second night or third night. So you really got to know these guys. Like Brandon Montour's been a big part of the success of the team. But listen, man, Seattle says we got 7-year, $50 million contract, and Brandon Montour's going, that's retirement money, man. I'm going to play this contract, and I'm done. I don't have to worry about a lot of stuff. So he's going. I wish him only the best. And Ekman Larson was a nice pickup, but he got a chance to and by the way, there's just no money. Like they you got to pay your top guys. This is that this goes back to salary cap. We're still dealing with the Miami Dolphins, right? They're still trying to figure out, and they got to make some tough decisions, and they got some guys that want extensions, and you've got the Tua deal. Well, they got the same thing on a lower scale. They don't have a lot of money. Like, you can't pay every guy on that team. You got a center. Big Bob's getting paid. Got the big contract when he got here from Columbus. You got Barkov got paid. Kachuk got paid. Forsling got a nice little contract for him. So you've paid some guys. And so Reinhart, your leading scorer, second in the league, you don't want to lose him. Still, 28 years old. So they had to pay a core of their guys. And by the way, Verhaeghe, that's an interesting one. He's on last year of his contract, and he's been, listen, that guy is money, right? First goal in that game 7, get him on the board for been a while since they scored first, and that was important. So Verhaeghe's always been up there and become a really good scorer for the team. You can't pay everybody. So that's why you're going to seeing some guys coming in. And we talked about the Dolphins doing the same thing, like Dolphins and this money. And they spent a lot of money on a lot of guys that have Bradley Chubb, expensive. Zach Seeler got paid good money. Jalen Ramsey's got paid good money. You go to the other side of the ball. Tyreek Hill, getting paid. Teron Armstead, getting paid. There's a lot of money. We got the guy on the other side, Jalen Waddle, got paid. You only pay so many guys on the team, and you got a quarterback that's going to get paid. So because of that, you got to turn around and give the Jordan Poyers, Calais Campbells. You've signed a lot of guys in the 30-year-old club on downside of their career. You got good deals, and you're hoping, man, they can stay healthy and be productive in Anthony Weaver's defensive system and what Mike wants to do. Odell Beckham Jr. is on the downside of his career. He didn't run like he used to. Odell Beckham used to run by everybody in the league. Everybody. Not to mention, he still runs great routes, which has really helped him. But everybody, when you got salary cap, this is the deal. And this is why Pat Riley's sitting there going, gotta love these draft picks. With these veteran guys we have, we just need them to stay healthy and play better and develop some young guys, some of these draft picks that we've had the last 3 or 4 years. Hell, they're going to be 5 first-round picks, most likely. And one of them's going to join us, by the way, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Khalil Ware will join us, the Indiana Senator, first round pick. He's going to be one of the guys I'm guessing they're counting on to, as the season goes through, to play some minutes. And as he gets comfortable and plays better, he'll get a chance to play more, especially against big lineups. So all that stuff. But, yeah, it's the salary cap affects everything, man. And then you got the Marlins who don't have a salary cap and just aren't spending money. But
would you stop?
What?
You know the Marlins deal. Come on.
I do, but
they got great promotions. That's it.
Great promotion.
That's it.
That promotion's like, yeah.
I mean, come on, bro.
I didn't mean it as a shot.
No, I know, but like everyone brings up the Marlins and like they don't spend.
Oh, I was
like,
trying.
Well,
you want to talk about everybody and try to be fair. And
don't you have to? So I don't know where this, you know, which comes first, but don't people have to go to the games first and then?
Oh, that's been the big question.
Their sticking
forever.
Point, yeah. That's like
so.
Yeah.
Like so. Do we know for sure if we load up this team again? Because we've looked at the history of this team, and you don't draw well when we have good teams. Even when we had a friggin' really good team and won it all, we had nights where we had bad crowds, a lot of them.
The funniest game I ever remember is we went to the game where Stanton had a chance to hit 60, and there was nobody there. That is such a big deal.
That was the best outfield. It was the best outfield in baseball that year.
But that's a pretty big deal in baseball, right?
And Stanton.
Not a lot of guys have done that. That's a big deal.
Yelich left and became an MVP for Milwaukee. By the way, Ozuna still, when he's not in trouble, he's still hitting a ton of home runs and playing well with Atlanta now. And Stanton, by the way, is when he's healthy, he's pretty damn good too, hitting home runs. So
people don't go like this series coming up. Like, you got the Red Sox in town.
The Red Sox
they're
are
damn near
draw,
giving
man.
Away tickets and food. Like, what more can they do?
Red Sox are gonna have a lot of fans there.
I'm sure they will.
Red Sox. Plus, listen, 4th of July weekend.
Did you see this beer thing they're doing?
Yeah.
You stop at 8 different sections around the stadium. You get beer.
You love beer.
Love beer.
I do.
I saw that on Sunday. I noticed you love beer.
I knew you couldn't let it go. I knew you were gonna somehow get that in.
You do like beer.
So
though.
What time did I start drinking? Go ahead.
I don't even know. You had one in your hand when I got there.
Oh,
it was 8 in the morning.
All right.
Hey, it's a celebration. That was a celebration.
Celebration.
Day. It's all right. You kept it together.
You hold it together pretty well. I had somebody drive me home, so it was fine.
It's good. Wasn't a lot of driving going on after
no,
that thing.
No, by the way, I was in no hurry to leave. Thanks for the heads up, though. Great, man. Great scouting report
you
by
spent
you.
Spent the night at Bose.
Joe, don't go to your car. It's not moving anyway. Just stay away. Stay away right now. Hey, so I wanted to bring up something else here this morning, and we're all over the board, and we're going to have Alex Dono join us coming up at 8 o'clock, and we're going to talk about the University of Miami and where they are in case you haven't been caught up. We want to get you caught up on some of the news and what's going on. And listen, they shouldn't run and hide. They got a really good team. They have a really good team. This is year three. Wow, can you believe it? Mario Cristobal's third year. Third recruiting class of guys that have come in. I thought the recruiting class the year before was good. I think this class, and I haven't seen them all because some of them couldn't graduate from high school early, so they missed spring football. But the guys who were here, there were some guys that were true freshmen. I called them actually seniors in high school that Lee would call them a senior in high school. Really good players and played really well against a bunch of older guys in spring. And some guys had some really good springs. So this is good news. And so we'll get you caught up. Not to mention Marl's off to another just rolling here recently in a recruiting for 2025. And they got Cam Ward. We'll get you caught up. If you haven't heard, they hit the IMG, which is the best high school football team. And I'm really careful because they're not eligible for the high school football playoffs because it's a different factory. But they're loaded with great players up there. And they got a commitment from a really good linebacker yesterday as well. So a lot of good things going on for Mario and the program right now. And we'll get caught up with Alex Dono. We'll talk to him about some of the stuff that that's going on. So the Dolphins stuff, there's one thing I haven't talked much about it. but I wanted to. So everybody knows that Tua and his contract, we've talked a ton about it. Tyreek is barking again yesterday about, I don't know if he did something in Texas and brought up he can't wait to see what the money's like and he's so excited. And he's talking about his own situation, even though Tyreek's got 3 years on his contract. He is out of guaranteed money after this year. He's got $20 million guaranteed, and he wants more, and he wants a little security going forward. I'm guessing the team's going to do that. So the third one that they're writing articles about is Javon Holland. I like Javon Holland. Does a show here on WQAM in the afternoon with our guys. He's been really good. He's a really good player. He runs, can cover, can hit, can blitz. One of the best tacklers on the team. Last year, missed too many games. Played 12 games and missed the Kansas City game. He had three forced fumbles. I think he had two in one game, and he had the pick six against the Jets, one of the best plays of the year, right? 99-yard return at right before the half. Just one of those really special plays. So, to me, Omar says this, and I don't agree with Omar on a lot of stuff that he throws out there. We feel differently about a lot of different guys that, even though we watch the same guys, he got a little different take on certain guys. And he's guilty, like a lot of us, if you have favorites, so you give him the benefit of the doubt on stuff. Well, he'd been hard on Javon Holland about he hasn't made enough plays. And he's right. Whether that falls back on Vic Fangio from last year, we need to get more out of Javon Holland, who does so many things. And by the way, everybody knows it. That's why everybody always ranks him as one of the best players in football. But we got to see more on the stat sheet. When you leave the game, you want to go, did you see that play Javon Holland made? We need more of those moments. I've seen him knock the crap out of guys and hit people like he's 235 pounds. He can run and cover. He's a real unique guy. But whether it's Vic or Anthony Weaver now as the defensive coordinator, we got to figure, and I know Javon wasn't real big on the whole thing defensively last year and probably not going to be having dinner with Vic Fangio anytime soon in the offseason, nor will I. But we got to get more out of Javon Holland. And, you know, it's hard to pay a guy when you get 12 games out of him. So he's going into year four. And I'm sure he wants that contract. And he's kind of, I know he wants a new contract, but I like the way he's handled it, right, so far. And if he does have a big year and they can't get a contract worked out with him, they're going to tag him. They're not just going to let a guy that young and that talented go. But I would like to see more in the stat sheet. I'd like to see more interceptions. I just like to see more plays that he's capable of making that we've seen he's teased us with in the 3 years he's been here. And obviously some of it has to do with how you're used. I agree. I don't disagree. Safeties, you know. But he's a freak now. He's a big, strong guy, and he can run. He can do it, but we need to see more. We need to see more. Like if the agents calls, I'm going, I need to see more. Can you show me more? And I didn't realize that he only played 12 games and missed a Kansas City game. And just didn't feel he could go in a few games and took himself out because he just didn't feel, he felt like he was hurting the team. So that's all. I like Javon Holland a lot. I think they got a really talented guy. So does everybody else that talks about him, the things he can do. We just, it's great that you're big and strong and fast, can do all these things, but I need to see it more in the stat sheet. When I say stat sheet, you know, forced fumbles, interceptions, batting balls away, all those things. I want to see more of that. But I got no problem with that guy covering somebody. He can do it. I'm not sure. He might be the third or fourth best cover guy on this team right now. And yet play center field. He's a big athletic guy as well. So anyway, we got a lot of stuff to get to, but wanted to throw that out there for all the people going, why aren't they taking care of Javon Holland on that new contract, man? He'll get it, but just show me some more, will you? We'll pay you. Obviously, we're not going to let you go, but can you show us more? We know you're one of the most talented safeties in football. We know that. Tell you what else, man. Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you, guys. Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. I ran into something, and here at 66 years of age, low T. Well, I knew I had it, man. I was tired and dragging. I go, what the hell? Went and got a physical. Nothing's wrong, Joe. Oh, my God. Something's got to be wrong. I'm tired. All they do is want to eat and sleep and lay on the couch and breaking records of watching TV. And, like, man, I want to get active. I want to get back out playing tennis. I want to do all these things. I knew someone, right? So Atlantic Men's Clinic, they go, oh, go down and meet with them. I don't really want to meet with any more of these guys. And, hey, it was the best thing I ever did. 6 months ago, I met with Atlantic Men's Clinic to find out I had low T and ED. I kind of left that out. Sex drive wasn't exactly in the fast lane, folks, if you know what I mean. But I got to tell you what, man, got it back and got it back quickly. I've been sharing it with everybody. I know a lot of men out there are have testosterone or taking it, but this is really about the total program. So much more than just the testosterone for ED and low T. And usually you have one, there's a 90% chance you got both if you're honest with yourself. And you know, listen, man, you know, it's not something guys go around sharing with each other. But I want to let you know Atlantic Men's Clinic has programs that are really perfect with success rates well over 90% for you. Please, if you're going through it right now and really not sure where to turn to, but it's starting to mess with your head and you're a little depressed and not sure what to do, you can get rid of it quickly. I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, T and a PSA test, and a medically advised test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. They'll answer all the questions you have. What the hell happened? What's going on? Man, this is embarrassing. My wife's making excuses for me. 6 locations throughout South Florida. Man, make this call and go down and meet with them. Even if you don't do it, go find out what's going on. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Also like the fact that they police the program while you're on it every couple of weeks. They're checking, man. It's safe. It's done the right way at Atlantic Men's Clinic. All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, and hopefully everybody's got some plans coming up for 4th of July. Get a few days off to relax a little bit. 8 o'clock this morning, Alex Donald's going to join us, the host of Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC. Talk a little bit about the Miami Hurricanes with recruiting 2025. Still waiting on the rest of the 2024 class. They're over there working out right now and getting ready for, listen, man, expectations. This is the highest they've been in a long, long time. Any of the teams that we've had in recent years, this team that he has right now, under the new system, you know, the transfer portal, the NIL, been around now for a couple of years. Mario Cristobal's got a really good football team. And he's got a really good, young, talented football team. His last two recruiting classes look like they're going to be really good. And we need 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 of those guys to play like Reuben Bain and your right tackle and some of the other guys that played running back. some really good players. So anyway, we'll talk to Alex Dono about that and see if he's as high on everything as I am and how good they should be. Also, Khalil Ware is going to join us. Miami Heat's first-round pick will join us at 8:30 this morning. We'll talk to him. Hey, man, Woody, this could be a year of rookies. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. I know Pat can always figure something out and see what happens, but it looks like all the veterans are in a stay situation right now. And if that's the case, I just think it's like last year. Jaime Hawk has played a lot. I think our first-round pick could play a lot. Khalil Ware.
He could, but I think with this Heat team, it boils down to one thing, man. It's whether you get a motivated Jimmy Butler, guy who wants to be here, wants to win a championship, wants to play. Right? I mean, you're only going to go as far as he takes you. The rookie stuff is fine and whatever, but you're only going to go as far as Jimmy takes you, right?
Okay, so
Bam's a great number two.
All right, so
he's just not a number one. He's a great number two.
Okay, let's break this down. That was a nice, generic, beautiful job you just did. It's really good, and we all agree.
Okay.
Let's get into this part. So you're talking about Jimmy Butler in the playoffs, when he's healthy, how good he's been, right? He takes his game up to a different level.
One of the few players in the league that put his team on his back out of the finals, yeah.
Yes. Problem is regular seasons, a lot more important to the Miami Heat than it seems to be to Jimmy Butler. Would you agree with that?
Yes, very fair.
And Jimmy and his agent are going to go, no, that's not the case, man. He's hurt. He's playing in all the games. We just disagree with Pat Riley. And I might add, nicely disagree with Pat Riley, because nobody wants to piss Pat Riley off. One of the most respected dudes there is for everything he's done.
Don't you feel like Jimmy is going to come back motivated?
I don't know.
If this doesn't motivate him.
Can you tell me 100% right, that Jimmy's coming back motivated?
The combination of Pat Riley calling you out publicly.
Correct.
The Celtics, who are your rival in this whole thing, celebrating in your city for whatever reason.
Hell, the Knicks went deeper in the playoffs too than
yeah.
you did. Yeah, no.
There's a lot of motivating stuff that went on after the Heat got knocked out. How about the fact that Jimmy couldn't even play in the playoffs? Like, if he doesn't come back hungry now, then you know what? Yeah, get rid of him. Figure out a trade. But
I agree with you.
I don't know what else will motivate
the guy. No. I
he's getting paid a damn fortune to play basketball.
So we owe him $100 million this year and next year with a player option if he decides to take it. I believe it's right at 100 for 2 years. But as we've seen, there's a whole lot more money out there right now, right?
He's getting paid very well. He needs to show up and show that he's motivated and wants to play. I know most people don't think that that's possible. Everyone texts him, we need to move on from Jimmy and all this stuff. Look, if he shows up and he's doing the same crap, sitting out games, but he's out going to tennis or he's out going to whatever he's doing.
Well, he's not going to change that. You can't get him to change not going to – he doesn't sit around, man. He's not a sit around and get off his legs
guy. I just never thought of Jimmy as the kind of guy that just didn't care. It doesn't sync up with his entire career, right?
No.
He always seemed like a guy who worked his ass off.
He is a...
Doesn't have the athletic ability of everyone else.
I disagree. I think Jimmy Butler's got a lot of athletic ability.
He does, but he's not, Joe. Jimmy Butler's not like these other guys.
I think Jimmy Butler still jumps. When he gets a breakaway, he runs away from guys. You and I disagree. I think at 34, he's a really talented 34-year-old player. I don't disagree. The thing is, maybe Heat fans got a better feel for this. I can't get a feel for Jimmy Butler. Seeing him, he's a different cat, which, by the way, everybody's different. We got every sport down here. We got some what I call different cat. Like, you get a group of guys and they'll go, and the guy over there by himself, you go, well, I'm glad he's a teammate, but he sure is a different cat. He's that guy.
Here you go. 954 says Jimmy is 35 and was never that great. Well, he's 34.
I disagree with that. I disagree with anybody saying he's not great. He's shown that he can be great. In the playoffs.
You take a team that far,
yes,
and you're great. I mean, what do you consider like a guy like James Harden, who just got paid a boatload of cash, or Paul George, one of these guys? What do you consider them?
Jimmy plays both ends, which, by the way, is important to the Heat. Plays the game the right way, but he just seen his numbers go up so much. And it was kind of cool there for a while because we, went to the finals and And at twice. I want to forget about the pandemic. You're right. We've been through it. But the regular season's got to be more important than being an eight seed or you know, got to win the second game to get in.
I don't know, man. I just think our fans are just a little out there with some of this stuff. Like, if you would have said you bring in Jimmy Butler and you go to finals twice, conference finals,
but I
get that close so, that many times, like, that's pretty good, man. It's hard to win in that league, as we know, right? We had the big three down here. They only won two out
of
four.
Hey, Woody, what have you done for me lately?
I know last season.
By the way, Pat Riley said it.
I know.
That Pat Riley sitting up there and going after Jimmy Butler is not something you see every day.
786 says, Jimmy is motivated by his next cup of coffee. Need to move on from him. He is big into the coffee scene.
Yeah, but I'm not just going to get rid of Jimmy Butler, and neither is the Miami Heat.
Well,
you got a better option?
If he shows up again and it's the same deal and the Heat are kind of a middling play-in tournament type team, then maybe it is time to rebuild. You know, when the trade deadline rolls around and that's what you are again, then you need to have that tough conversation,
right? Do people really think that Jimmy... So, to me, the frustrating thing is Jimmy could average a lot more than 19 or 20 points a game. I don't know. What'd he end up with? Is that what it was, 20?
Something like that, yeah. 561 says, if you're judging Jimmy and his greatness, ask, what has he won to be considered great?
Oh, he's taking some teams
on
his back.
Like, getting to the finals is not easy. I don't know. People just throw that away like it's nothing. Jimmy's going to be in the Hall of Fame when this is all said and done, so whatever you think of him, like... He is going to be in the Hall of Fame.
I think you got to calm down on the Hall of Fame with Jimmy. I do. I know everybody seems like everybody gets in.
Everyone does get in, so maybe it's not.
I don't know. I don't know what to think of Jimmy, man. I really.
He's a weird cat.
But if you can read him and you got a feel for him. But
no one does.
And by the way, I don't want to get rid of him. I'm with Pat. Play, show me. Here, you're going to show me how good you are. And I want to see it. And then we'll talk about that extension, but you got to show me something.
Well, the problem
by the way, I'm not sure I give him an extension anyway.
No, the problem with getting rid of him, Joe, is you'll never get equal value, right? Like, you're not going to get a player of his caliber back in a deal. You're going to probably get younger guys and draft picks and stuff.
He's a...
Guy says Riley tried to trade Jimmy, no takers. Yeah, sure.
By the way, if that ever leaked out...
Yeah, right. No, this guy knows, Joe. He knows.
Yeah. So the crazy part about this, you knew when Jimmy came here, he came off that crazy Minnesota stuff. Remember that?
Yeah.
The reporter breaks in going, you're not going to believe. Jimmy just showed up and played on the other team against the starters and is calling guys out and screaming at the head coach. And they won. And he just left. And then Jimmy went live. Remember, he went live with a girl and go, what just happened?
With Rachel.
Yeah, with Rachel. He was tight with Rachel Nichols. Exactly.
He was tight with her?
Yeah. They're you have certain people, and Jimmy respected okay. Rachel, who was with ESPN at the time. Okay. But anyway, and I remember thinking, you know what, the way this guy plays, because he started as a defensive player with Chicago and worked on his offensive game, and I said, this guy's a Pat Riley kind of guy, the way he plays. They love a guy like, hey, we're not shooting well tonight, but we got to shut guys down in the fourth quarter. That's Jimmy Butler. That's Jimmy Butler talk.
I just feel like our fans are not grateful like for what he's done, man. Like, everyone's just so quick to like throw Jimmy, you know, out of here. Like, just throw him in the trash heap. Like, come on, man. Jimmy's done a lot for this team. It's been a good run.
Let's go. He missed a shot in the finals.
That
would have put him in the...
Against Boston, yes.
In the finals.
He beat Boston.
He lost to the Lakers.
Damn near single-handedly.
In the finals in the bubble.
Yes.
And he played Denver last year.
No one was beating Denver last year.
2 years ago, excuse me.
I don't care who you put out there. No one was beating Denver.
Yeah. Hey, we got to go to break here. We've got
you agree, though, that fans kind of are just the way that they're willing to just throw him away? Like he's done nothing for
this town? I
got to
tell you, man.
His jersey's going to be hanging in those rafters.
Yes, it is. Jimmy frustrates me, though, too, man.
Yeah, of course.
Apparently you're not as frustrated.
Of course it's frustrating, but you got to look at the full
body. By the way, you
don't
think Pat Riley, you guys don't know anything? Pat Riley knows a thing or two. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, Hall of Fame coach, Hall of Fame front office guy.
Pat Riley's getting in for everything.
They're going to double Hall of Fame him. He's going to get Jerry West.
But Jimmy's jersey's going up in those rafters. It's not easy to get to the finals. Guy's done it twice.
He had some big games. Go back and look at it if you think he was just average.
Guy's had a better run over the last 5 years than a lot of other stars, guys that we call stars in the league.
Well, we've
right?
had some guys disappear in games he's played in. There's some Boston guys that just won a championship that did some of the greatest disappearing we've ever seen, and they both have $300 million contracts right now. Hey, we got to go to break, man. We're running super late here. Bring them in. No, keep them coming in here, man. We got a lot of stuff to get to here. And we're going to be talking to the Miami Heat's first-round pick coming up here in less than an hour. We'll be talking to Alex Donald about some Canes football. Man, you want to talk about high expectations? And we've been talking about all the teams. Let me throw the Canes football team in there for high expectations. If you can't win, and if you saw this guy play quarterback, because I'll start with that, we'll talk more about that coming up here. But first, hey, people need cash, man. Interest rates are high. Insurance rates, HOA fees, everything's going up, man. Everything's going up except when you're retired and you got a fixed income and you know what you got every month going, holy crap, what am I going to do? You know a lot of folks are doing, especially in condos. A lot of them have like all of a sudden going, ooh, I got a problem every month. So they're running up credit card debt, 28 to 30% on that. You can't do that forever. Before you know it, you're going to be in big, big trouble. Let Michael Kotze release some of that money stress. This is what he does. And get that credit card paid off and come up with a better plan for you. He can do it. He's been helping a lot of folks. I've been calling Michael Kotze, helping a lot of seniors, and I appreciate it, man. Reverse mortgages, one of the more popular ones we have right here in South Florida. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify. And it might be perfect for you. Again, it's about getting equity out of your home, and it's about having a place to stay the rest of your life. That's what the reverse mortgage is all about. Take advantage of it. An aunt and uncle just did it. Best thing they did in their situation, really needed it. It's too bad some of the kids took some of that money, but that's the way it works. My cousins, I'm going to punch all of them. Debt consolidation, man. Hey, I just want to let you know, any of these things you're going through where you just need money, you need money. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage has no life, and you got equity in your home. He can show you all these different ways to do it. He works 7 days a week. The guy really has no life. I'm talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, by the way. Call or text him. I want to give you a cell phone number. It's 561-441-2730. He's back from vacation, and he's ready to rock and roll and help you out. That's 7 days a week. Michael Kotze gets things done in half the time of the big banks. Call or text him. Leave him a text or call him. Hey, I heard you're doing a lot of good things, man. 561-441-2730, MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change. Michael Kotze, Choice Mortgage, 30 years of experience right here in South Florida. No matter what your situation, the guy's really good and can help you.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, you got a quickie for us?
I do, Joe. I always got a quickie for you. All right, the Celtics are going up for sale here without getting too much into the details. Any thoughts on a selling price?
How much does the guy own of the team?
They purchased, it's a big group. That's a problem. So it's a big group.
So the group's selling it.
Yeah, the Boston Celtics majority ownership group has a leader who's like the governor of the team or whatever. They bought the team in 2002 for $360 million.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, now the Suns sold for $4 billion, right?
Well, they got to be a $5 billion team.
The Bucks sold for $3.5 billion. The Mavericks are going for $3.5 billion. I got to think Boston's got to be at least 6 or 7.
Yeah, could. If I'm not mistaken, the Lakers and the Knicks are got the most value on their franchise.
Probably. But these things, like, all bets are off, right? Because you get a few billionaires that are going to start bidding at this
Boston,
thing.
Boston, they're going to be a lot of money. Love to get that team. Great tradition.
You know,
really
they have the
team.
Third most championships in North American professional sports?
18?
Yeah. Do you know who has more? I think you'll get one. I don't think you'll get the other.
Yankees?
That would be correct. 27? You won't get the other one. No way.
All right, now you're calling me out, huh?
I wouldn't have gotten this. It's hockey.
I had no idea.
Montreal.
Oh.
The Canadiens. No,
you had me.
They're not even an American team. They're North American.
They've been on a long drought, too, but.
Yeah.
Like all the Canadian hockey teams.
All right. This is a pretty funny story here, Joe. Did you see, you know, Ohio, remember Ohio State had the tattoo scandal thing?
Yes.
Remember? They would give memorabilia for tattoos. It was like a whole big deal. That was actually 13 years ago. They had that happen again at Ohio State. Jeremiah Smith, who is a wide receiver over there, and they posted on, online or on social media, handing the tattoo artist a signed jersey in exchange for a little work. Fast forward to 2024. That's all good and legal here in college football.
Everything goes now.
Yeah, it's come full circle, right? I just thought that was kind of funny because, you know, again, the thing that happened back when. Remember, it was Jim Tressel?
Yeah.
And Terrell Pryor, they had to give back the wins or whatever. Give back whatever, who knows.
Hey, Woody, there's a lot of guys wish they went through all that stuff, and now everything's legal, right?
Yeah,
so it's crazy.
Exactly.
And by the way, if you haven't and you get a chance, and you have a big school that you went to school, like Texas, or wait to see the cars that everybody's driving now, man, on the football team and basketball team.
I just thought that was kind of a funny story at Ohio State because they had the whole tattoo scandal, and now they're just all good.
Everybody's
speaking
up.
Of all good, Haley and Hannah Cavender, the Cavender twins who are back at the U, they signed a deal here with Under Armour. How about that?
So they're back, huh?
They're back, and they are, I'm guessing, going to be making a decent amount of money with this new deal they've signed with Under Armour. Pretty cool.
Surprise, they're back.
Now, I don't believe they can wear that stuff while they play. I think they still have to wear the Adidas stuff.
Hey, Woody, I got no idea what the rules and regulations. I don't think there are any.
It's just funny. Remember remember the bidding war for Zion Williamson? When he was in college, all the shoe companies were like trying to get him, and they go, "Oh, his Nike exploded. He's not going to wear
Remember
Nike."
Remember that? Remember that thing? I was watching that
shoe
game
exploded,
when it exploded.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Probably had to do with his 320 pounds he weighed. Anyway.
Oh, really? Right, you had to call him a fat pig this morning.
I didn't say that. Now you said that.
Literally what you said.
What do you think he was?
Husky?
Big boned. Okay.
Yeah, you'd be polite about it, or politically correct at least. All right, our final one here. This is basically for Omar Kelly's benefit. He loves Red Lobster. Made it a point to bring it up, many times while he was here. And while Red Lobster is going through bankruptcy right now, they are introducing a new menu addition here to try to help things out. It'll be called Flavor Flav's Faves. Remember Flavor Flav, old rapper that wears the clock around his neck?
Yeah.
You can order the Flavor Flav Feast. It's a tricky one. It is a feast featuring a Maine lobster tail, snow crab legs, garlic shrimp scampi, bacon, mac and cheese, and your choice of a side.
Oh, man.
Now, the interesting thing is this is kind of like the secret menu. You know, Taco Bell is a secret menu, In-N-Out Burger, they all have secret menus. So it's not going to be actually on the menu. So you just go into a Red Lobster and you say, "I would like the Flavor Flav Feast." And apparently you'll get this big platter of seafood.
There you have it.
Your face.
It's a good way to end it for all you Red Lobster
take them
lovers.
Out of bankruptcy.
Is there still a lot of Red Lobsters down here?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Omar thinks their biscuits are like the greatest thing ever.
All right. Yeah, well, if it was up to him, he'd be eating over at Tootsie's.
He loves himself some Tootsie's.
Loves Tootsie's.
Says they have the best wings in town. I don't know.
That's just what everybody goes to Tootsie's for, their food, I'm sure. I've never been there. I can't even tell you
that's
where that damn
says,
place is.
He claims.
Right now, we got before we get to our first guest, Alex Donald's going to join us. The host of Locked On Canes and Locked On the ACC. We'll talk to him about both. And I think this team's going to be really good, man. I'm not hiding from it. I'm not going to keep it down low. I think Canes got a really good team. They need to win. They need to win a lot of games. They need to beat all the teams they're supposed to in the ACC. And they need to beat Florida. And I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and low T is a serious, serious problem, man. And when you have it, it's one thing to talk about something, but when you have had it, and I had it, and I thought it was low T, and I realized, oh, no, it's ED, man. It's not only my energy. I was falling asleep driving home. I go, this is not right. I'm sleeping, getting a lot of sleep, not sleeping great, but I'm always tired. Sex drive was gone. And, God, man, I'm apologizing to my wife. She, oh, you're just tired and you're stressed out. I go, nah, I think I got something else going on besides that. Now, we got some other problems here, honey. I got to get taken care of. Hey, best thing I did, I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic 6 months ago. And I got to tell you, for the last 5.5 months, I have felt great. Give it a few weeks to really kick in. And, boy, have I noticed a difference. And I think most guys are aware of the testosterone, especially when you do it the right way and everything's done the right way and it's policed by professionals to make sure. And they got programs for ED with the low T. I'm telling you, man, they'll get you rolling, folks. If you're going through it, here's the problem. All the guys I know, you can't say anything to anybody because you don't want anybody to know. You don't want anybody laughing at you. It's embarrassing to go through. It's terrible. It's terrible. I had somebody come up to me at the parade and said, you know, I'm taking. And I knew where he's going. I go, listen, man, I appreciate you. A lot of guys are taking it. You need to go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. There's nothing wrong. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and a medically advised test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. They have 6 locations in South Florida. Yes, I go to the Plantation one every Friday. I got to find out if they're open Friday or I'm going tomorrow. Call them 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. I promise you, it'll be the best appointment you ever set up to meet with their professionals and knock out ED and low T. Thank you, Atlantic Men's Clinic. Thank you. No matter what your situation, the guy's really good and can help you.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, you got a quickie for us today?
I do, Joe. I always got a quickie for you. All right, the Celtics are going up for sale here without getting too much into the details. Any thoughts on a selling price?
How much does the guy own of the team?
They purchased, it's a big group. That's a problem. So it's a big group.
So the group's selling it.
Yeah, the Boston Celtics majority ownership group has a leader who's like the governor of the team or whatever. They bought the team in 2002. For $360 million.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, now the Suns sold for $4 billion, right?
Well, they got to be a $5 billion team.
The Bucks sold for $3.5 billion. The Mavericks are going for $3.5 billion. I got to think Boston's got to be at least $6 or $7 billion.
Yeah, could. If I'm not mistaken, the Lakers and the Knicks are the got the most value on their franchise.
Probably. But these things, like, all bets are off, right? Because you get a few billionaires that are going to start bidding at this
Boston,
thing.
They're going to be a lot of money. Love to get that team. Great tradition.
You know, really they have the third most championships in North American professional sports?
18?
Yeah. Do you know who has more? I think you'll get one. I don't think you'll get the other.
Yankees?
That would be correct. 27? You won't get the other one. No way.
All right, now you're calling me out, huh?
I wouldn't have gotten this. It's hockey.
Oh, I had no idea.
Montreal.
Oh.
The Canadians.
No, had me.
They're not even an American team. They're North American.
They've been on a long drought, too, but
yeah,
like all the Canadian hockey teams.
All right. This is a pretty funny story here, Joe. Did you see, remember Ohio State had the tattoo scandal thing?
Yes.
Remember? They would give memorabilia for tattoos. It was like a whole big deal. That was actually 13 years ago. They had that happen again at Ohio State. Jeremiah Smith, who is a wide receiver over there, and they posted on online or on social media. He handing the tattoo artist a signed jersey in exchange for a little work. Fast forward to 2024. That's all good and legal here in college football.
Everything goes now.
Yeah, it's come full circle, right? I just thought that was kind of funny because, again, the thing that happened back when. Remember, it was Jim Tressel?
Yeah.
And Terrell Pryor, they had to give back the wins or whatever. Give back whatever, who knows.
Hey, Woody, there's a lot of guys wish they went through all that stuff, and now everything's legal, right?
Yeah,
so it's crazy.
Exactly.
And by the way, if you haven't, and you get a chance, and you have a big school that you went to school, like Texas or Wait to see the cars that everybody's driving now, man, on the football team and basketball team.
I just thought that was kind of a funny story at Ohio State because they had the whole tattoo scandal, and now they're just, all good.
Everybody's tattooing.
Speaking of all good, Haley and Hannah Cavender, the Cavender twins who are back at the U, they signed a deal here with Under Armour. How about that?
So they're back, huh?
They're back, and they are, I'm guessing, going to be making a decent amount of money with this new deal they've signed with Under Armour. Pretty cool.
Surprise, they're back.
Now, I don't believe they can wear that stuff while they play. I think they still have to wear the Adidas stuff.
Hey, Woody, I got no idea what the rules and regulations. I don't think there are any.
It's just funny. Remember remember the bidding war for Zion Williamson? When he was in college, all the shoe companies were like trying to get him, and they go, "Oh, his Nike exploded. He's not going to wear
Remember
Nike."
That? Remember that thing? I was watching when that his shoe game exploded. When it exploded.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Probably had to do with his 320 pounds he weighed. Anyway.
Oh, really? All you right, had to call him a fat pig this morning.
I didn't say that. Now you said that.
Literally what you said.
What do you think he was?
Husky?
Big boned. Okay.
Yeah, wait, be polite about it, or politically correct at least. All right, our final one here. This is basically for Omar Kelly's benefit. He loves Red Lobster. Made it a point to bring it up, many times while he was here. And while Red Lobster is going through bankruptcy right now, they are introducing a new menu addition here to try to help things out. It'll be called Flavor Flav's Faves. Remember Flavor Flav, old rapper that wears the clock around his neck?
Yeah.
You can order the Flavor Flav Feast. It's a tricky one. It is a feast featuring a Maine lobster tail, snow crab legs, garlic shrimp scampi, bacon, mac and cheese, and your choice of a side.
Oh, man.
Now, the interesting thing is this is kind of like the secret menu. Taco Bell's a secret menu, In-N-Out Burger, they all have secret menus. So it's not going to be actually on the menu. So you just go into a Red Lobster and you say, "I would like the Flavor Flav Feast." And apparently you'll get this big platter of seafood.
There you have it.
In your face.
It's a good way to end it for all you Red Lobster lovers.
That ought to take them out of bankruptcy.
Is there still a lot of Red Lobsters down here?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Omar thinks their biscuits are like the greatest thing ever.
All right. Yeah, well, if it was up to him, he'd be eating over at Tootsie's.
He loves himself some Tootsie's.
Loves Tootsie's.
Says they have the best wings in town. I don't know.
That's just what everybody goes to Tootsie's for, their food, I'm sure. I've never been there. I can't even tell you
That's
where that damn
says,
place is.
He claims.
Right now, we got before we get to our first guest, Alex Donald's going to join us. The host of Locked On Canes and Locked On the ACC. We'll talk to him about both. And I think this team's going to be really good, man. I'm not hiding from it. I'm not going to keep it down low. I think Canes got a really good team. They need to win. They need to win a lot of games. They need to beat all the teams they're supposed to in the ACC. And they need to beat Florida. And I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and low T is a serious, serious problem, man. And when you have it, it's one thing to talk about something, but when you have had it, and I had it, and I thought it was low T, and I realized, oh, no, it's ED, man. It's not only my energy. I was falling asleep driving home. I go, this is not right. I'm sleeping, getting a lot of sleep, not sleeping great, but I'm always tired. Sex drive was gone. And, I'm apologizing to my wife. She said, you're just tired and you're stressed out. I go, nah, I think I got something else going on besides that. Now, we got some other problems here, honey. I got to get taken care of. Hey, best thing I did, I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic six months ago. And I got to tell you, for the last 5.5 months, I have felt great. Give it a few weeks to really kick in. And, boy, have I noticed a difference. And I think most guys are aware of the testosterone, especially when you do it the right way and everything's done the right way and it's policed by professionals to make sure. And they got programs for ED with the low T. I'm telling you, man, they'll get you rolling, folks. If you're going through it, here's the problem. All the guys I know, you can't say anything to anybody because you don't want anybody to know. You don't want anybody laughing at you. It's embarrassing to go through. It's terrible. It's terrible. I had somebody come up to me at the parade and said, I'm taken. I knew where he's going. I go, listen, man, I appreciate you. A lot of guys are taking it. You need to go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. There's nothing wrong. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and a medically advised test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. They have 6 locations in South Florida. Yes, I go to the Plantation one every Friday. I got to find out if they're open Friday or I'm going tomorrow. Call them, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. I promise you, it'll be the best appointment you ever set up to meet with their professionals and knock out ED and low T. Thank you, Atlantic Men's Clinic. Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.